Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another beautiful day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us on the true path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be such that every fast that we keep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it undoubtedly. And let it be a means of reward for us in this world and the hereafter, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, we move into the eight juz of the Holy Quran. And one of the ayats that I want to discuss is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a statement made by the disbelievers. And how, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, how they would go and they would ask for proof. They would want to see angels coming down before they accept Islam. They even in fact went on to say that they want to see Allah himself coming down before they accept him. They want proof for everything. And eventually one of the things that they wanted is they wanted a sign. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that the truth has already been given. And the only avenue for people to accept is to accept the truth without procrastinating. But the disbelievers, they still denied. So they wait for the impossible to happen. So they want to see angels. They want to see Allah himself coming down. So the commentators mention and they say, they waited for a sign. And this sign refers to the sun rising from the west. And when will this occur? This will occur at the time before Qiyamah. And when this does occur, then the belief of the disbelievers nor the repentance of the believers will be accepted. And the reason for this is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to believe in the unseen. This is what Islam is. This is what Iman is. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala. This is one of the kalimas that we learn. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his angels, his books, the Anbiya that have been sent, the day of Qiyamah, etc. All these things, we haven't seen it. But Iman is to believe in the unseen. So as soon as this sign occurs, then even the disbelievers accepting Iman will not be accepted. And the believers making Tawbah will also not be accepted. In the hadith it comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions and he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a door in the west so large that a person can walk between the two frames of the door. It will take up to 70 years just to pass from one part of the frame to the other. This is the door of Tawbah and it will not close until the sun rises from the west. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the first sign of Qiyamah will be the rising of the sun from the west. Mufassirin mention and they say that there are three occurrences by which the Iman of a person will not avail him after this. The first one being the sun rising from the west, the second one being the emergence of Dajjal, and the third one being the coming out of Dabbatul Ard, an animal from the earth, which inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, we'll discuss it a little later. So thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he shows us the importance of Tawbah, my respected brothers. So we have this opportunity, we have the month of Ramadan to constantly turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Let us not become like the disbelievers who kept on procrastinating. Tomorrow we'll do it, tomorrow we'll do it. And by the time that comes, it's all over. So we have to use every moment. A believer is an intelligent person. He uses every moment in his life to do good and to become better. This is how we have to be. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that everyone will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, including the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Because people will become so desperate when they are called upon, they will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say that their prophets did not inform them of this day. The prophets did not tell them about the oneness of Allah, and the prophets did not inform them of the day when they will have to attest for their actions. Thereafter, the Anbiya themselves will be called and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them. But lo and behold, look at who will be requested to testify on behalf of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. It will be none other than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his ummah, that is you and I. What an honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. By virtue of Iman, virtue of being from the final ummah, by virtue of having Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as our prophet, Allah will call upon us. We will testify on behalf of the Anbiya that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had told us that every prophet had come and every prophet had given that message. Therefore, we affirm to this. So we are so fortunate. What an honor, my respected Al-Islam brothers. Like I always say, never ever be embarrassed at the fact that you are Muslim. Wear the badge of Iman as a proud symbol of Iman. This is how we must be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. And the last ayah that I want to share with you is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا لَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who create division in the ummah. There'll be nothing for them in the hereafter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned and he told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu an, that there is tawbah for every sinner except for a person who innovates in my deen. So innovation is something extremely dangerous. We need to be very mindful and careful what we do and what practices we allow to come into our deen. Can you imagine forgiveness for everyone except an innovator? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide us whilst we're always talking about asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a lot of barakah in our rizq and sustenance in this month especially. Make one dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also keep us on sirati mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on the path of true guidance so that we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality inshallah. Jazakallah.